years ago, when out in sin, I had no hope, no peace within. Down on my knees in agony, I prayed to Jesus and He gladly set me free. I never shall forget the day. All the burdens from my soul were rolled away. It made me happy, glad and free. I'll sing and shout it, for He's everything to me. Now I can feel Him by my side. My feeble steps, He comes to guide. When trials come, He comforts me. Faith in Him or sin, I have the victory. I never shall forget the day when all the burdens from my soul were rolled away. It made me happy, glad and free. I'll sing and shout it, for He's everything to me. Oh sinner, come to Jesus now. Just humbly bow, confess to Him your every sin. He'll save and cleanse you, give you peace and joy within. I never shall forget the day. All the burdens from my soul were rolled away. It made me happy, glad and free. I'll sing and shout it, for He's everything to me. I'll sing and shout it, for He's everything to me.
And if you're glad you're saved this morning, say amen. Amen. It's good to be here in your services today, and thank you so much for having us. But I like to start the service with these little song services that we do with that song, because I'm just glad I'm saved today. And I hope that you're glad about that. I hope you know that 100% for sure. Brother David, let's sing The Unclouded Day.
Oh, they tell me of a hope far beyond the skies. Oh, they tell me of a hope far away. Oh, they tell me of a hope where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. Oh, all away, and they tell me that no tears ever come again in that lovely land of unclouded day. Oh, the land of cloudless sky. Oh, the land of an unclouded sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an day. We'll be caught up in a chariot of clouds. We'll be caught up in a chariot of clouds. Like Elijah of old to those mansions of gold. We'll be caught up in a chariot of clouds. Chariot of clouds. Someday we'll leave this world of sin with all its dark despair, and like Elijah rise to meet our Savior in the air. We'll be caught up in a chariot of clouds. We'll be caught up in a chariot of clouds. Like Elijah of old to those mansions of gold. We'll be caught up in a chariot of clouds. We'll be caught up in a chariot of clouds. Where do I go when there's no one else to turn to? Who do I talk to when no one wants to listen? Who do I lean on when there's no foundation stable? I go to the rock. I know He's able. I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. Go to the stone that the builders rejected. Run to the fountain, and the mountain stands by me. The earth all around me is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. Where do I hide till the storms have all passed over? Where do I run to when the winds of sorrow threaten? Is there a refuge in the time of tribulation? When my soul needs consolation, I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. Go to the stone that the builders rejected. Run to the mountain, and the mountain stands by me. The earth all around me is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. I go to the rock.
And that's where we go to, isn't it? Amen. Well, like I said, it is good to be with you folks, and may I also say that your pastor, Brother Terry Angel, is one of my favorite people in all the world, and I know you all probably feel that way, but I just enjoy hearing him preach, and I'm looking forward to that today. But I'm also thankful to be a part of the ministry called Faith Music Missions. My dad, Gail Russ, you may know that name, started that ministry about 31 years ago, I believe. He started our church 39 years ago this coming March, and he wants to go to 40. He says, I've wandered in the wilderness long enough, and after 40, I want to get out. And I said, well, you know how Moses got out, but anyway. And he started that ministry many years ago, and, of course, I've been able to work there with him for the last 25 years. And it's a ministry of just trying to keep old-fashioned, traditional gospel music alive. And trying to keep that kind of music popular with our families, and it's important to keep that kind of music popular with our children. You know, the music of your youth will stay with you for a lifetime. And you know, these young children, they come up on just psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, godly music. None of that rock and roll stuff. None of that country music that's blended with rock music is what we have today, really. And so that's why our ministry exists and what we're trying to do. And we have a catalog. We have a website where you can order our music on a regular basis. We'll do, I'd say about 30 new projects a year. That's quite a bit of recording in a year's time. So it takes it's quite a lot of dedication. But whenever I go to a church, I always make our CDs on special. I'll sell them for $12, and there's a little sign back there that says that they're $12, or you can buy any two for $20. I like the $20 bill because I don't have to make change. And but then I do something else. I have this CD called Ed Russ, the Old Fashioned Quartet. And anybody who would like to get two CDs for $20, as long as these last, you can have this CD free of charge. I think I've got about 20 of them. And there's songs like, The Rainbow of Love. You know, there's a rainbow of love. You got the bass going down there, and I'm not the bass on the CD, by the way. Praise God. And you've got How About Your Heart on the Jericho Road. And this is not a CD we're trying to just kind of get rid of. This is a good CD. And so as long as they last, you can have that as free of charge. But pray for our ministry and what we're doing, because I believe it's important for churches all across America. And good music, godly, good, Christian people ought to listen to Christian music. And take advantage of these other groups that come in throughout the year. And thank you all for having us today. What's our next song? Our next song, He's a Personal Savior.
You've heard about a place called heaven up in the blue. I'm glad that all the sins forgiven, I'm telling you. I'd like to see you get this new life you can receive. God's ready now to give salvation if you believe.
He's a personal Savior.
He's a personal Savior.
He's a personal friend.
He's mine, I know.
Yes, he's mine, I know.
I love him so.
He did my heart.
Yes, he did my heart.
A personal,
personal favor to you.
That's why I tell it now wherever I may go.
He'll take me through. Oh, Satan can't get me down. And from the path that is mine, I'll never more waver.
I'll never more roam.
He's a friend.
He's a friend. He's a friend. He's a personal friend.
Don't ever try to quench the spirit when God's around. Some people seem to get so near him, then turn him down. I'd like to see you get salvation you can receive. God's ready now to give his spirit if you believe.
Oh,
he's a personal Savior.
A personal Savior.
He's a personal friend.
He's mine, I know.
Yes, he's mine, I know. I love him so.
He did my heart.
Yes, he did my heart.
A personal,
personal favor to you.
That's why I tell it now wherever I may go.
He'll take me through. Oh, Satan can't get me down. And from the path that is mine, I'll never more waver.
I'll never more roam.
He's a friend.
He's a friend.
He's a friend. He's a personal friend. For he's a friend.
He's a friend.
He's a friend. He's a personal friend.
They call our group the Sounds of Faith. It kind of goes along with Faith Music Missions. I'm Ed Russ. Of course, my wife, Debbie, over here at the piano is Brother David Chamberlain. And he's an amazing man. It's unfortunate. Pray for our church. We have to endure that kind of piano playing every week. But, you know, somebody's got to do it. I'm glad that we're the ones to do it. But all the background music that you hear on the recordings that come out of Faith Music is done by that man right there. And that's another reason why I like our ministry, is because the music that you get is produced by godly Christian people. And not only is he a good musician, but he's a servant. And just got a good testimony. Brother David, give us a testimony, and then maybe lead us into our next song there.
All righty. I'm so thankful to the Lord because he saw fit, even though while I was yet a sinner, he still died for me. And he loves us that much. And we sometimes think about what God asks us to do is, you know, sometimes being too much grunt work. Well, just think of what Jesus did when he came from heaven, set aside his throne and his position there to become just a man. But the Lord has truly been good to us. He loves us enough that he wants us to live with him for eternity. And I'm just thankful that the Lord let me in on that. And now I'm in a new world.
The Lord has been so good to me, he set my captive spirit free. All things are passed away, all things are new today. He gave me life more passive, oh how I've changed since I found him. I live in a world since the Lord saved me.
I'm
in a new world, old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new ever since that happy
day.
He opened up my blinded eyes, and then I had a great surprise. I live in a world since the Lord saved me. While traveling down the sinful road, I had no friend to share my load. I wandered here and there, yet no one seemed to care. But when I knelt that night to pray, I stepped into a brand new day. I'm living in a world since the Lord saved me.
I'm
in a world, old things
things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. Ever since that happy day, He opened up my blinded eyes, and then I had a great surprise. I'm living in a world since the Lord takes me. I can't explain the way I feel. There's not a doubt, I know it's real. There's glory in my soul. The hallelujahs roll. Though earthly friends may turn me down, I'll still retain the peace I found. I'm living in a world since the Lord saves me. I'm in a world. All things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. Ever since that happy day, He opened up my blinded eyes, and then I had a great surprise. I'm living in a new world since the Lord changed me. He opened up my blinded eyes, and then I had a great surprise. I'm living in a new world since the Lord saved me. Silence will be broken as the stones are rolled away. We'll hear the saints of ages singing on that homecoming day. Time will come for last goodbyes. There's a smile, though tears death will take us, but only to sleep in the arms of our Savior so sweet. And oh, what a sunrise there's going to be. Death will lose its sting, the grave victory. The silence will be broken as the stones are rolled away. We'll hear the saints of ages singing on that homecoming day. Sunrise will bring a much brighter tomorrow. And oh, what a sunrise there's going to be. Death will lose its sting, the grave its victory. The silence will be broken as the stones are rolled away. We'll hear the saints of ages singing on that homecoming day. Sunrise.
Well, Angel, what time do you all get done in here for Sunday school? About 10:45? All right, we've got about 15 minutes. Would it be okay if we sang a song together this morning? Page number 89 in your hymn book, I believe it is. Is there one up here? I think I can do it from memory. Mansion Over the Hilltop. Let's give us a little break here and let you all sing a little bit there. You lift your voice as we sing together.
I'm satisfied with just a cottage below.
I'd rather hear you all sing than me sing. How about Amazing Grace? How sweet the sounds. Page 3 in your songbook. You probably don't need it. First and last verse.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. When he lived there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun.
Turning into a revival meeting in here this morning for Sunday school. Preacher just mentioned something to me about something that we have kind of tried to key in on these 30 years is what we call practicing the doctrine of replacement. And when we talk about the doctrine of replacement, we're talking about taking specifically worldly music. Maybe, you know, a lot of worldly music is not necessarily bad, but most is, okay? Most is, you know. And I like to describe it like this. Most all styles of music generally come from about the same type of rhythm, the same type of beat, with the exception of rock music. It's completely different. You see, rock music, it abandons all the fundamentals of rhythm with music. And that's what we're seeing in, like, modern-day country music. You know, just it's really, they're blending a lot of that stuff in. And, of course, if the words are not right and all of that, we understand. That's easy for us to understand. But when we talk about replacement, you know, the Bible has a lot to say about replacement. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And there's also a passage of Scripture, and I can't quote it for you here this morning, but it talks about, you know, when these devils and demons come into, and then they're moved out. I'm butchering this one right now, brother. But the principle is, if you don't fill that void with Christ, they'll come in with greater power and greater vigor than before. That's kind of the same philosophy with music. You know, let's get the devil's music out of our life. But if you get that, you know, music is such a part of our lives. You know, we walk to rhythm, you know. These stairs are, what, about 7 inches each? But if you throw about a 9-inch stair in there, that'll throw you off. And that's how we learn to walk. That's not how we learn to walk, but that's when we walk like that. So when the preacher says, get good music into your home, he has more of a motive than just enjoyment for your family, which I believe that's important. You know, his motive is getting, you know, psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and get the world out and get the Bible in, get Christ in. And so that's what we're talking about. We say the doctrine of replacement. But my dad, you know, he's an amazing man. I love that guy to no end. He says, you know, he said, I hear a lot about replacement, but nobody's doing anything about it. That's why we need to start a ministry like this. And so we kind of put a little twist on the little phrase, and we call it practicing the doctrine of replacement. So let me encourage you. You know, music is a consumable thing. You know, you listen to the same thing over and over, you're ready for something else. And that keeps me in a job, by the way, and it keeps us going. And you got to have something new all the time, but make sure it's the right stuff. And get that good music in your life and your home, especially if you have young children. You know, make sure that's playing in your home all the time. And those children won't have to practice the doctrine of replacement because they'll come up with just good music, and then the house of God won't be foreign to them when they come. They go together. All right, Brother David, let's sing "He's the One." I'm having a good time this morning. Amen.
Who can move the mountains that are hindering you today? Who can pick them up like pebbles, clear them from the way? Who can prove His power when a Christian kneels to pray? It is Jesus, He's the One. And who can heal the heartache that is crushing you within? Who can pour the balm of heaven where the hurt has been? Who can chase the shadows, make the song of joy begin? It is Jesus, He's the One. Oh, Jesus holds the power in His mighty hand divine. He's the One who healed the sick, turned water into wine. He makes all things possible, and He's a friend of mine. Blessed Jesus, He's the One. Who can keep you from all harm and guide you by His hand? Who can give you power for service and the strength to stand? Who can give you grace for all that living may demand? It is Jesus, He's the One. Ah, Jesus holds the power in His mighty hand divine. He's the One who healed the sick, turned water into wine. He makes all things possible, and He's a friend of mine. Blessed Jesus, He's the One. Blessed Jesus, He's the One. Blessed Jesus, He's the One. Jesus, He's the came and found me and put His arms around me and all my binding fetters took away. Although I've loved Him dearly and trusted Him sincerely, I've never loved Him better than today. I've never loved Him better than today. I've never felt Him closer on the way. Oh, how sweet the feeling when in His presence kneeling. I've never loved Him better than today. Oh, blessed Prince of Pearl, my hope and joy eternal, keep Thou my soul till shadows flee away. For nightly I would pray, Lord, till in this pilgrim way, Lord, I've never loved Him better than today. I've never loved Him better than today. I've never felt Him closer on the way. And oh, how sweet the feeling when in His presence kneeling. I've never loved Him better than today. I've never loved Him better than today. I've never felt Him closer on the way. And oh, how sweet the feeling when in His presence kneeling. I've never loved Him better than today. I've never loved Him better. I've never loved Him better. I've never loved Him better than today.
Amen. I think we have time for one more here for you.
When I first fell in love with Jesus, I gave Him all my heart. And I thought I couldn't love Him more than I did right at the start. And now I look back over the mountains and the valleys where we've been. And it makes me know that I love Him so much more than I did then. And I keep falling in love with Him over and over and over and over again. I just keep falling in love with Him over and over and over and over again. He gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. Just keep falling in love with Him over and over and over and over again. There's a hand that I hold on to through each valley and each trial. There's a shoulder that I lean upon as I face another mile. There's a love that I can depend on. It's fresh and new each day. And with love my heart is overflowing. That is why I say, I just keep falling in love with Him over and over and over and over again. I just keep falling in love with Him over and over and over and over again. He gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. Just keep falling in love with Him over and over and over and over again. He gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. Just keep falling in love with Him over